Grow your business for God's sake. No, really, I mean it. Grow your business for God's sake. That's right. Business is ministry and ministry is business. And it's time we take action in this belief and show up in our anointing with fresh fire. This is a cultivation conference. This is an activation conference. I want to see you reap the harvest, the promise that was predestined for you in your purpose and your calling. But you've got to go back to the root in order to do that. Come and let us water you so you can come fully alive and fully free every single day to make the impact you were born to make so others can also reap the legacy of your harvest forevermore. Let's do this. In Nashville, Tennessee, November 3rd through the 5th, you do not want to miss it. Get your tickets today at growforgod.com. That's right, and that's easy. Growforgod.com. Can't wait to see you there. Hug your neck and grow together. Welcome to the Fit and Faith Podcast. FIT is an acronym representing founders, innovators, and trailblazers who are looking to live a life wholly, fully, authentically, and truly fit. A space for us to connect on the raw, real stories of mind, body, and soul alignment of entrepreneurs and kingdom leaders. I'm your host, Tamara Andress, and this podcast isn't like the cookie cutter interview experience. I've been coined the entrepreneurial rabbi, and so we do go there, unscripted. No matter how far, wide, deep, or high the there is, my desire is to see people rise from the inside out into their greatest calling by sharing their truest stories, talents, and tips. As a purpose activator and brand builder, I believe our successes and failures are derived from who and whose we are, not what we do. But strategy and vision are equally as important to the mission. So let's cut to the chase together and get fit in faith. Well, hello, hello, hello. I am live for five-ish, if you know me, anything for 5 minutes with the amount of stuff that just falls out of my mouth from the fire that is connected to outcome, the fire that is connected to faith in action, business in ministry, ministry in business is hard for me to. So here we go. We got 5 minutes. I'm on a countdown timer right now. I can see it in the corner of my eye, and I want to give you today's concepts. Five tips for business owners just starting out. Okay, if you're listening to this and you are just starting out, I really need you to tune in. If you are listening to this and you're like, Tamara, I am a seasoned veteran, I really need you to listen to this. If you are listening to this and you are in a stalemate space, where you feel like everything around you is tumbling and nothing you're doing is working, I want you to listen to this because this is for everyone who is anointed as a follower of Christ in the kingdom, because we are faced all the time with enemy tactics to distract and destroy our calling. And I want you to go higher. I want you to stand above. And these five tips for your business are going to change the way that you show up every single day. And ultimately, it's about identity. Identity in who you are, anointed, called, a king, a queen. That is who you are, fearfully and wonderfully made. And so this business is not a Goliath. This business is not a construct for the Lego builder, right? This is rules and precision that has been gifted to you from God in the way that it was done in the Old Testament with the tabernacle. And you might think, Tamara, you're crazy. What are you talking about? Well, I've got an ignite for you based in just these five tips. And I want you to go through each and every one with precision for yourself, because that is how you build business. So number one, identify your why. I know this sounds like the world. This sounds like every next speaker, teacher, educator, course content that you could download, but that's not what I mean. I don't want you to find your why. I want you to find the why. The why connected to what it is that you're doing, connected to your calling, which is ultimately connected to the kingdom. If we're doing anything because we want more comfort, we want more money, we want more freedom, we want more fulfillment, that is a very me-centered output and your business will fail. Let me say that again with certainty. Your business will fail. If your why is rooted on you, even if it's potentially just rooted on your little nucleus of a family, there is a bigger why at large. It's a bigger why to why you were formed in your mother's womb. And I promise you, if you can deconstruct and reconstruct what the enemy has said and reconstruct what the Bible says you're called into, whoo-wee, you are going to identify your why, which is identifying the why. And it's going to change the reason that you show up every single day. Because you will get tired, you will get weary, you will get worried. And those elements, while elements of activation, are also elements of the enemy. And if you know the why connected to the kingdom, you show up fiercely, boldly, confidently, in spite of how you are feeling. Okay, that's one. Identify his why connected to your why. Number two, identify who. Again, you hear IAA, ideal avatar, right? Who is that? Your ideal avatar is the person in which you are meant to support. And when I say identify your who, yeah, it's important to know who that is or find that niche, though Jesus never niched, but that's another training. It is connected to identifying who you are. Raise your hand if you can confidently say that you are a mighty warrior for God. Raise your hand and confidently say that you are a king or queen or a son or daughter. This lack of confidence, or maybe you're behind the computer right now or behind your phone and you're like, yeah, that's me. And yet when you get on social media, you forget who you are. That you try to put your faith behind your business or as the foundation of your business. Both are important. But what about in front? What about beside? When I know the presence of God precedes me, even in social media, when I show up, I come with a new level of confidence because I know who I am and I know whose I am. So identify that and you will be able to build your business in a way that is so glorifying to God, not to man. And in that, he will create a multiplication factor. Number three, identify what. Okay, so this one's a little bit, I'm going over 5 minutes. Holy cow, I have three more. Should I wait till the next one and just give you two? Because that was a lot. No, I said five-ish minutes. So here we go. Identify the what. What are you going to offer the world? You've got to know this based in your testimony, okay? This is a passion and pain dissection. I'll come back for another training for that. Identify what it is that you're teaching, okay? Number four is identify where. Where do you want to show up in the world? How do you want to show up? Do you want to show up in the podcasting world? Do you want to show up in the social media world? Do you want to show up on a bookshelf somewhere? Do you want to show up on a stage? Those are things we at Fit and Faith Media help you do firsthand. And so you've got to know where before you can have us help you. Or we can help you help yourself by identifying your gifts and talents. And that's based in your profit identity. Did you go to the profit identity quiz yet? If you didn't, it's literally within the app. So go find it. It's critical for you to take this quiz. It's on our site as well. And in that space, you're going to understand the what and the where. Okay. And lastly, number five is identify the how. That's really where we come into play. This is our expertise. Our team has been doing this for years. I've been developing businesses for 15 years. And so I don't come at you with just yesterday's idea. This is a full system that's been developed over time, and it's based in the becoming model. So how do you do it? You don't come at me with just a good business idea. You don't come at me with just your branding colors. You come at me with your identity, with the who that you are, the being that you are, so we can build your brand and build your business. Why, who, what, where, and how. Let's go. Hey y'all, it's me again. Before you go, let's solidify the flame that was ignited within you today by sharing the spark with your own community. Whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally, or spiritually, I would love for you to take the step right now by declaring your takeaway. Snap a pic of the episode and share it on your stories or posts, and you can tag me and the guest, and we will surely feature you on our Instas. Hey, you may even unlock a new accountability buddy in me or them. We're totally in this together, and we appreciate the extra step taken. I would be so grateful if you even took the extra step. Come on, give me that extra sauce and leave a review on iTunes for the podcast listening app that is of your choice. I'm going to be featuring your thoughts, in fact, and it's going to be so fun in upcoming episodes. So you'll not only hear your name on the show, but maybe even your passion project or whatever big shout out you want me to make. So please, as a fellow writer, leave some words that I can attest to, and I can't wait to read what you have to say. Thanks again for being a loyal listener, and I hope to meet you in person soon at one of the events that we are speaking at or hosting. And I say we because the Fit and Fake team could not do this without you. Until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. This is the Fit and Faith Way.